Anyway, I would like to start. Okay, then we're ready. V'zeer anpin eno mekabel haor. The zeer anpin doesn't get the light. Kim derech halon v'nekev tzar. Through a window and a small hole. Asher betoch ha-halon ha-u over atzvut ha-or. And through that window, the essence of the light is coming through. Bilti masach, without a curtain. Don't forget, last week we studied that bina is distance. And here, he's talking about it's closed, but it has window. But of course, it's not a physical thing. We need to understand the non-physical meaning of it. Ela she'en derech rachav, rak tzar me'od. Over atzvut ha-or b'ed masach klal. Ela she'en derech rachav, rak tzar me'od. It's not a big path, it's very narrow. Aval ukarov, but it's closer. Now, what does that mean? It's closer than bina. We're not talking about physicality. So closer as meaning same type, same personality, same idea. We need to understand what it is in a second. Ki mina bina ela ze'er anpin eno rachok. Ki mina bina ela ze'er anpin eno rachok. From bina to the eranpin, there is no distance. Aval nukva de the eranpin nimshach la'or derech nekev v'chalon kmo az eranpin ach shehu ba'archaka. So what is the difference between the eranpin and the nukva? Nukva means the female of the eranpin. Okay, sometimes we say malchut in different system. Here we call it nukva of the eranpin, the female of the eranpin. She received the light also through a window and hole, like Ze'er Anpin, but it's from distance. Of course, this needs an explanation. Again, one of the danger in the study of specifically Etz HaChaim, Tree of Life, or Talmud Esar Sfirot, or Kabbalah, is not to make akshama, not to make things to look like physicality. We need to use sometimes example, but to remember not to make akshama, not to make things physicality. For that reason, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you know, in the Zohar, write on the danger of thinking about every term as physicality. For example, light. When I'm going to use the word light, the first thing that comes to our mind is light from a lamp, from a candle, flashlight. But it's not that type of light. So when people tell you, you know, they become too spiritual, and they tell you, I saw the light, it's no longer spirituality. You don't see the light. Five senses cannot get it. Knowing that you cannot see the light, the five senses also doesn't make you spiritual. You know, many people know the fact that you cannot see the light with the five senses. And they think now they're spiritual. They just have the knowledge of that. So when we talk about spiritual essence like here, we need to understand when we say window, wall, distance, we're not talking about physicality. No physicality is a touch here. This is before creation of the world. So for that reason, every word has to correspond an explanation that will help us to understand what is the Ari Rabbi Isaac Luria want from us, what is Rav Ashlag want from us. Let's see. Pirush. Ki gam ha-bina darka li-ta'abe v'gmar itpashtuta. The bina is also becoming more rough, more thick, as it spread out from the endless. What does that mean? What create everything? The endless light. What create the vessel? The endless light. What is the vessel made from? Endless light. What is everything? Endless light. So, well, what's going on? Why do we see tables, animals, vegetables? Because as much as that light is being expressed itself, further type of behavior of the light, more it's closer to the vessel type, meaning that the light is all sharing. When we talk about light, remember I said flashlight, light, then you should ask, then what should I think about when I think light? Energy. what should I think when I think energy? A force of giving. The idea of giving, that's the light. The idea of receiving, that's the vessel. Dark is the vessel, light is the giving. Okay? So now, when we talk about the expression of the light, so when the light is expressed itself, it's further it's go away from the endless, meaning, why did I say further? Doesn't mean in mile or kilometer or inches, meaning in behavior change, because there is no distance in spirituality. So when we talk about distance, we are talking about this affinity, different type of behavior. So when we are talking about there is now light going, let's say, from the endless to Keter. Why is Keter close to the endless? Because Keter behaves the endless, sharing. Why is Malchut is so far away from the endless? Because Malchut is the end of that splash of light, if you want splash of energy. What is it, the end, if there is an end, to the splash of light coming from the endless? Something that has the least amount of behaving or intelligent of what it was originally was. So what happened? It become different. That different is also the endless light, but it has more desire in it. So that will be Malchut. What will be something that behaves almost as the light? Keter. For that reason, what is affecting a human being? His parents, school, his teacher, his environment. The last one, environment. So it doesn't matter who you were born to. I know some people like to blame the parents, going to psychiatrists and say, what happened to grandma? This is this to me, and that this to me, and they abused me. They abused me physically, verbally, emotionally, sexually, you know, and that's why I have problem. Not true. You have problem because you choose to have problem. We all have been abused in one way or another. Use and abuse. I can talk for myself. I don't know about you. I was. So is that mean that I will not develop it into something? You can choose to choose after you've been abused, or you can choose to win after you've been abused. It's your choice. Don't sit and be a victim and say, that's the reason it happened to me. The question is, what type of environment happened after? This is what it's all about. Are you acting as sharing and say, yes, I was abused and used, and you don't talk too much about it, because that turned to be a receiving. So now you are far away from the light, or you act as a sharing. You say, yes. Yes, I went through some tough time. And that tough time built within me a true desire to have a good time. I hope it's clear. Again, I don't want to speak too much about it, but I'm trying to give all kind of examples that will be clear for people. And I think this lecture should be sent to part of it, to a layman of Kabbalah, so they will understand life. It's very important. Anyway. בינה דרכה להתאבר בגמר את פשטה, והוא בטעם שהרחיקה ממנה את החוכמה. תודה שהחוכמה הוא ייקח לטוב עצמותו של הנצל, לפחר גמר את פשטה, גם ברצון לקבל הערת החוכמה לתוך אור חסדים. So, when we talk about בינה, בינה is distance from חוכמה. Why? Because חוכמה, what is חוכמה? All receiving. Not receiving by choice, but it's all receiving. It's a receiving that the endless created to receive all the light. What is Bina? I want to share. Sharing. So they are different. Even that Chokmah doesn't want to receive by itself is the endless light that force Chokmah to receive. Still, it's receiving. So because they're different, there's distance. And I know a lot of people think soulmate, you know, people ask me about soulmate, they say, well, opposite, I think they say opposite attract or something like this. Who told you that? What is this stupid idea? I think when they were kids, they were playing with magnet. And the minus go with the plus. And then they figure out, oh, it was some depressed husband or depressed wife that didn't know what to do with their life of 30 years of suffering. And they start saying, you know, what can I do? Opposite attract each other. No, no. Similar attract. This affinity and affinity. Okay? I mean, if you talk about my wife and me, we like the same thing. I hate her for that. Because when I marry her, I used to love so many famous people and all this. They used to be my hero. Then I find out she's exactly like the one. So I lost my unique side of me. So I started liking somebody else just to make sure that I look unique as a man. That was my main thing You know, as you're growing up, you admit, you say, you know what, the truth, this is all what you like. I like too, but I try to be unique, so I will be special. It's a man thing. Anyway, going back to our study. ומתוך שכל ההפרש בין הרוחניים הוא רק מפאת שינוי הצורה, as Rav Ashlag mentioned to us again, the only distance or differences in spirituality is only because this affinity exists. על כן יצאה הערה חדשה זו, דיינו האור חזים שבתוכו הערת החוכמה, כנפי של הסוד, דיינו השם זה רנפין. Now we finally understand what זה רנפין. It took us 104 pages to understand what is זה רנפין. If you go back to the beginning of my lecture, when I explained זה רנפין, I always give a hint. I said, Rav Ashlag never truly explained זה רנפין. I had to go and study Rav Brandwein to understand זה רנפין. And then here, finally, remember, it's history. Amud Kuf A. In page Kuf A or 105, Rav Ashlag finally break it down what is Zeranpin. And what is it telling us? Remember Bina. Bina is all the chasadim. So if Bina continued to Zeranpin, what is Zeranpin? Also all the other chasadim. But, tell us Rav Ashlag, look at this. Dainu ha-chazim shebetokho ha-rat ha-chuma. So now there is a uniqueness. So now, first, endless. Then, Chokmah. What is Chokmah? Strongest vessel without desire. Meaning, I'm here to receive whatever you tell me. I don't want it, but you told me to be. What type of light? Light of wisdom. Light of wisdom shared to Bina. What is Bina? Distance. Why? Bina only want to share. I don't want to receive. So, the light of wisdom continue. Light of mercy combine. What do you get? Zeranpin. You get Zeranpin. It's a combination. Benikaken, why do we call it Zeranpin, Sir Rav Ashlag? Zer mean small. Anpin mean face. Benikaken, ki or kochma mechone or panim. Because face is called the light of the face. It's called light of wisdom. Or the kochma. Light of wisdom, or the kochma, the light of the essence. We call it panim. בסוד הכתוב, חוכמת אדם תאיר פניו, because there is a verse in the Torah to say that the wisdom of an individual shine from his face. So wisdom, face, that's where it comes from. ומתוך שאת לא הרבי חוכמה, אבל יקראו רק אור חסדים של בינה, כן נקרא זרנפין. Because it's totally light of mercy. זרנפין is like בינה. It's totally light of mercy, but he has a little bit light. It comes from wisdom, light of wisdom. So that's why we call it Ze'er Anpin. Small face. What do you mean small face? Small amount of the light of the face. What is the light of the face? Very good. Light of wisdom. שפרושו הוא קטנות הפנים. כלומר רק שהוא מועט מאור החוכמה ואבן זה. So it's only small amount of light of wisdom. So now, this was Ze'er Anpin. ונראה גם כן בחינה ג' we call it third phase. והאביות שבו מכונה חלון ונקף צר. What type of aviut? What type of aviut? Bchina gimel es. What type of aviut? Kara gam kol bchina gimel. Va'aviut shebo mechuna chalon ve'nekev tzar. The thickness, the desire to receive of bchina gimel, call chalon window, chalon min window, nekev tzar, a small hole. כי נדבר לאל, again, it's not physicality, שמסך הבא בעליון, מחמת התקללות התחתון, בו נקרא בשם חלון. אבל שאתה גסטינג'ק, as a new language here. What is window in Kabbalah? What is window in spirituality? And that's what he said. שמסך, a curtain, הבא בעליון, a curtain that happened to the level above, מחמת התקללות בתחתון, because the level above was mixing with the level below, we call that chalon. We call that window. Let's understand it. Masach, above Elyon, masach that come to the more elevated level, because something happened in the lower level, we call that window. Mishum she'en bodinim, there is no judgment there, רק סיבה להרע כמו חלון. It's only for the sake of light or shining. ומתוך שכל העבודות במסכים שבאצילות באים בחמת התקללות, בריאה, יצירה, עשייה, בא, כן מכוי העבודות הזה רמפים, משם חלון להרעת אור גדלות, שם נקב צר להערת קטנות. ולמחינה בית אינה נקראת אפילו חלון, אלא הרחקה. We need to understand that's a very profound, not because there is many words, because it's a profound subject. So it's like this. Why we only call it halon? Because if we talk about masach, masach include judgment, dinim. Mishum she'en bo dinim, rak siba la'ara. That masach, that window, that hole is only a reason to shine more light. It's only the reason. Usually the masach called judgment because the masach is like a curtain that doesn't like to go in. This thing that is in a way masach, why is that masach? What is the window does? What's the purpose of the window? To bring light into the house. Not to prevent the light. The wall around the house preventing the light of the sun and the light to come in. So you can navigate how much light can come into your house. That's the concept of a window. Tremendous invention. By the time, before the time of the Roman. ומתוך שכל הוויות ומסכים שבאצילות באים מחמת כללות בריאה יצילה עשייה. And because we are talking here about אצילות, the world of emanation, and every מסך in the world of emanation is coming because you put everything together, you put בריאה, יצירה ועשייה, the world of creation, the world of formation, and the world of action together. So all those masachim, all those curtains, are for the purpose of bringing light down. Sheba, בריאה, יצירה, עשייה, within Atzilut. So בריאה of Atzilut, יצירה of Atzilut, עשייה of Atzilut, meaning creation of Atzilut, creation of emanation, formation of emanation, action of emanation, which means it's a system within the world of emanation. Al ken mekhuna aviyut de zerampin vishem chalon. That's why the aviyut, the what type of design, what type of thickness of the zerampin, we call it window. Why? Because it bring light. It bring light. What type of light? Gadlut. What is gadlut? Gadlut means light of wisdom. Gadol. It's great. ומשם נקב צר להערת קטנות. Why do we need a hole if there is a window? Because that's for קטנות. That's for a small amount of light. So of course we don't talk about something physical. בחינה בית, the second phase, which is בינה, אינה נקראת אפילו חלון. So what do you call בינה? Not even a window. So what do you call בינה? הרחקה. Distance. 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 Why? Because there is totally a different system. Here, there is still light of wisdom coming in. The only place the light of wisdom is not coming in is Bina. But it's going to Zerampin a little bit, going to Malchut a lot, Chokmah from the beginning. One system that doesn't get it, Bina. Bina. So, when we talk about Bina, it's distance. When you talk about Zerampin, it's closed, but there is a window. It's not a physical thing. It's so important for me that you will understand it today. It's more what type of resistant there is within the receiver not to receive the light. That's the best way of explaining it. Bina, distance. Ze'er Anpin is hole and windows. And Malchut, distance and hole and window. I cannot explain more than that, I'm sorry. We're going to move on. Now, so, Ari said that Ze'er Anpin is closed. What does that mean? Klomar, she'en bo harchakat chokma she'es b'china b'mina. Same like we said before. There is no distance. Meaning that Ze'er Anpin is not like בינה, כנ"ל משום שכל ההפרש בינו לבינה הוא משום שיש בו הרה מאור החוכמה. בינה doesn't have light of wisdom within it, and the Ze'er Anpin has. וזה שאמר הרב, אבל הוא קרוב. And that's what the Ari meant, that the Ze'er Anpin, you need to know, is closer. כלומר שאין בו הרחקה. You don't need to put distance. So again, what is קרוב ורחוק? קרוב, similar, closer, similar. similar. When a person acts with sharing and giving and helping, a person acts like the light. When a person thinks, what can I get, what can I get, what can I get? Problem. When a person tries to say, what can I get to make the other person who shares happy? That's a vessel. So, light, problem, vessel. Light is giving. Vessel will be, I want to take, because I know you will be happy if I take. Negativity or klipot, I want to take as much as I can take. I don't care if you don't have. Also, if you give for the sake of ego, sake of recognition and stuff like that, can be an issue. Why? We are living in a very special generation. We're living in a generation of spirituality become cool. Does that make you spiritual? It's cool to be spiritual. In the old days, spiritual people didn't have a physical life. And people who are into physicality didn't have spiritual life. I was looking for an answer. Why? So, I read it from Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, who write that the people who practice spirituality and still have money, still have everything they need, they were poor in another lifetime as a rabbi or as a spiritual guru. And that's why, I'm sorry, I'm touching my nose, I don't want to sneeze on you. That's why this lifetime, the rich, that's one explanation. But it doesn't mean that everybody who's practiced spirituality is rich. They were spiritual before. So it's very important that you understand it. But again, going back, if your drive is to be spiritual and at the same time have money, then you are the most selfish person. Why? Because you want to have two fulfillment. Fulfillment of your soul and fulfillment of your body. Is that something wrong with that? Nothing is wrong with that if your intention is right. If your intention is truly for the sake, let's say, of studying and growing up spiritually, and the business, you're having fun making business, making money, but it's not because you are receiving more. If your pleasure is to receive more money and to receive more spirituality for you receiving it, that can create a problem. Yes. That's going to create a problem. Because we try to win the both world. Can do that. Today it's become fashionable. People are doing business and they give like 20 minutes for spirituality. We all do that. But some do more, some do less. You can't do that. You gotta focus on your spirituality, develop yourself, and then once you understand spirituality, go do everything physical. I'm not saying don't go to work. Of course go to. But you gotta develop your soul first. Otherwise, it's going to be a problem. Now, for example, there is people who are very excited about spirituality, but when there is a method of keeping some of the method, some of the ceremony, or respecting, let's say, when it's come to Kabbalah, kosher food. You know, kosher food is one of the things that you elevate the people who've been reincarnated in a specific food, and you're helping them. That's what kosher food is all about. When you go to a person and say, please only eat kosher from now on, if you want to be spiritual, they will make fun of you. But if you tell them, let's meditate and connect to some angel, everybody will agree, it's cool. How come? How come the first one is tough? It's because it's not clear to people. Every aspect of spirituality has vessel and has light. The aspect of spirituality, that it's the light, of course the meditation is the connection, is the happiness, the study, it's wonderful. But then there is a vessel that you need to build for you to receive that study or to receive that knowledge or to receive that happiness, capture it and it will stay with you. And that, when you do the, what we call the mitzvot, the precept, they are the vessel, they are agufim. They are the body of the spirituality. So for that reason, a lot of people who practice spirituality, but then don't have the vessel to hold it, they feel happy when they study, they feel happy when they meditate, they feel happy when they do Shabbat or something like that, but then they're miserable after they leave the door. Why? Because they don't have a vessel where to hold it. Was that clear, Debbie, in English? Not clear? I don't want to sound too religious. Did I sound too religious? I just want to say it because it's important. So, for example, people ask me, Aliyah, if you're only spiritual, why are you praying 3 times a day? In your neighborhood, on the street, you pray. And I said, that's my vessel to capture everything that I'm doing spiritually. Without it, I can't capture it. It would be a nice spiritual thing. Then I capture it and take it with me. I don't have another solution for you guys. I mean, I follow what my grandfather followed, and I follow what his father and grandfather followed, and all the way to the time of Abraham. I think they knew what they were doing. It's not like today, everybody announced themselves as a Kabbalist or as a rabbi, and they teach Kabbalah, and they're cool, and they wear a baseball hat, and here I am, I'm cool, follow me. You know, I have to follow somebody or something that wasn't look that cool, but it was real. So if you want to follow something real, you got to follow. Gufe, aruchaniyut, v'aruchaniyut. Spirituality and the body of spirituality. The body of spirituality have 613. 365 negative things you shouldn't be doing. Let's say not to eat a pig or shrimps. And 248 of positive things you should doing. For example, love the neighbor as thyself. So those 613 precepts are fixing your life. 248 positive one, fixing your organ. You have 248 organ in your body or ligament. 365 is the days of the year. So every day you become happy by preventing one thing from those 365. You like it, no? Now those are the bodies. Those are the vessel to where the light shine. That's why when you look at the picture of Rav Ashlag, I don't think we look the same. He's wearing the hat and the shtreimel and all this and that. I don't know if he will have, like today he has 20 million followers from China, from everywhere. But if they see how we look, maybe they will not follow. Because they will get scared for how we look like. But he was practiced the gufei mitzvah, the body, together with spirituality. So I'm sorry that I'm stopping to tell you this. This week, it was my son Yehuda and my wife. Told me that sometimes I'm not explaining the Kabbalah in a layman term. So I'm working on writing a course now that will explain it more in a layman term for everybody, even easier than Kabbalah Gym. So I'm writing it now. Bli Neder, we'll see how long it's going to take me. Maybe for Rosh Hashanah we release one lecture. So it will help people truly to understand the real Kabbalah, not just hocus pocus Kabbalah that you come to, I don't know, 2-week course or crash course, and after 10 weeks you call yourself a Kabbalist. It doesn't work like that. And because you did some 2.5 restriction not to eat ice cream, you think you did it right. No! Restriction is only deal with the 613 thing. If you didn't eat ice cream, if you did, you're not getting anything. You don't getting any vessel. Sorry for the bad news. Guys, the restriction now only work on the 613 specific vessel. Wasn't part of my plan to talk about it today, but I look at some people who talk to me, and I realize that they practice spirituality. They're really good people. They're the best people I ever met. And it bothered me that when I hear people who are doing everything, and they don't have a better life, not say perfect, none of us meant to have perfect life. 70% is considered perfect in life. 70. If you have above 70, you are perfect. 70 average, below, it's a problem. You're supposed to have 70% a good time in this life. 30% is your tikkun. That's a maximum. If you have 40% tikkun or 50-50, not good. Not good. Not good. Gotta check if you're doing all the precepts. Just heard there is a family who start following the kosher law. And I told Debbie, I just hope they will not fall into religiosity. Because sometimes when you follow the law, you become too religious in your mind and you lose spirituality. That's also not good. So remember, the religiosity with an understanding is the vessel. The spirituality is the light within the vessel. Klomar, itpashtut or bina, lebchina gimel, shuzer rabin nagobret archaka. Ela adraba, shuzer kirvat chokma. וכבר נתבע אלא שקרוב הרחוק הם מגדרים של חוכמה. So, חט. התפשטות אור בינה. The light of בינה. Spreading to the third phase, which is זרנפין, it's not distance. How come there's no distance between בינה and זרנפין? לאדרבה זה אומרת קרבת חוכמה. Because בינה getting closer to זרנפין, Why is Chokhmah doesn't get distance from Zerapin? Because we heard that Chokhmah and Bina are distant from each other. The light of wisdom is not close to the light of mercy, which is in Bina.
But because,
as we explained it in the beginning, if you remember, because Bina, path away from the endless, becoming also with strong desire. But as strong desire doesn't come to a fruition, doesn't come to a fulfillment, doesn't come into an existence, doesn't come to manifestation. That little bit, that desire being manifest through the Eranpin, who's drawing a little bit of light of wisdom, and mostly a light of mercy.
Firush, Rashi Pashtu, Gimel Pachidot Aviyut Bebiloam, עד כבר התפשטו של זה רמפין, אז נתעורר רצה לקבל בשירוע השלם הרואי לקבלה, והוא נקרא בחינה ד'.
So now, after those three phases, as we studied before, is spread out in a full capacity, עד גמר התפשטותו של זה רמפין, until זה רמפין finished to spread, אז נתעורר רצה לקבל, then it becomes a strong desire, בשירוע השלם הרואי לקבלה, והוא נקרא בחינה ד', או מלכות, או נוקווה דה זה רמפין. Then the true essence of a desire to receive being awake, and we call the true essence of desire Pchina Dalet, fourth phase, or Malchut, or Nukva de Zerampin, or the female of Zerampin. So now you understand that when we say before, Nukva de Zerampin, the female of Zerampin, and I say it's like Malchut, it's exactly like Malchut, it is Malchut, or Pchina Dalet. Oboya Tzimtzum, only there, the tzimtzum take a place, the contraction take a place. Canal, באופן שבצמצום ואילך, אין הבחינה הדלת הזו מקבלות עוד את אור הזו ברוך הוא. Meaning that from the tzimtzum and over and continuation, that four phase cannot receive no longer the endless light. וכן בחינת האביות שבה נקראת הרחקה. That's why whatever doesn't receive light of wisdom, it's called distance. Whatever received the light of wisdom, called קרבה, קרוב. So, what do we call מלכות, if it doesn't receive the light of wisdom after the צמצום? רחוק. רחוק. Distance. What do we call בינה? רחוק. Distance. Why? Because whatever doesn't receive the light of wisdom, we call them רחוק. Distance. Why is it like that? You know, the old language, you know, when you get into the language of Hebrew, there is the word rachok being used in many ways. You know, usually when somebody does not practice spiritual law, you say this, we say rachok, rachok, rachok. And when you want to get somebody closer to the light, closer to spirituality, we say, ata tzarich lekarev oto. You got to make him closer. We use the word like that exactly. We itrachek, we itkarev. It's amazing. In Hebrew, in spirituality, we say, he went far, and when it's come to a person coming close to spirituality, he went very close. He came very close. So, when we say rachok ve'karov in the language of Kabbalah, rachok mean no light of wisdom. Karov mean light of wisdom. Yeah. Ken b'chinat ha'aviyut sheba nikra hachaka. That's why it's called distant in Malchut, or Pchina Dalet, or Nukva de Zerampin. The Gamba, Bed Bal Gol Chalon, the Nekev Tzar. But she also have window and a hole, כמו Zerampin, like Zerampin. שהשפעת הגדלות נקרא חלון. Because remember, the גדלות, the greatness, light of wisdom, we call it window. והשפעת הגדלות נקרא Nekev Tzar. And a hole, it mean Katnut, meaning the light that comes from Bina. ויש הפרש גדול בין ההחלקה של בחינה בית, ההחלקה של בחינה דלת. So what is the difference between the distance that Malchut has to the distance that Bina has? Avash like telling us a secret. He said there is a huge difference. Bina is distance by desire. Desire. I want to be distance from Chokhmah. I don't want to receive light of wisdom. Why is Bina distance from Chokhmah? Because Bina, Chafetz Chesedu, want to do giving, want to do sharing, want to be kind. It's a noble behavior of Bina. Shechoshaket lechasadim, lo Chokhmah. Say, I don't want to be of the receiver, I want to be of the giver, I want to be like the light. That's Bina. It's a new system.
new system. אבל החכת הבחינה ד', so the בחינה ד', the fourth phase, the nukva of Zeir Anpin, the מלכות, why there is distance there, היא החכה מאונס, I've been forced to be distanced, דיינו בחבת מסך של להתקן בבחינה ד', because of the מסך that been built after צמצום, after the contraction that a masach was built. So now is no longer a concept of bina. It's now by force. I have to be distanced and I have to be in a position not to receive light of wisdom. So that's a big difference.